This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
Hey, BCW. MXB listening. KC8MXG listening. KC8MXG listening. KC8MXG listening. G listening. C8MXG listening.
KAWCB monitoring.
KABCW. KC8MXG listening. MXG listening. Sunny ZMT. MXG listening.
KC8ELQ. Statewide 1. Bay City.
KC8MXG listening. KC8MXG. Crossing the Mackinac Bridge. Listening.
Are you escaping troll land or are you coming into it? NAZC.
Repeater and Mackinac can't be very good because I could barely hear you or else I got a lousy antenna. I just got across the bridge.
Huh, interesting. Okay, speaking up a little bit for you here. No, I was asking if you were entering troll land or exiting troll land. In other words, which way across the bridge are you headed? N8ZC.
This is KC8MXG heading south. 2 hours wait for the bridge to open up because of the ice falling and another hour for the traffic to clear.
Oh boy, still have some nasty weather going on up there. Oh, that kind of sucks. Well, at least it's not frozen here in my part of troll land. Oh, anyway, well, I guess welcome to troll land. And, yeah, that makes for a long trip if you've been on the bridge that long. Yeah, once upon a time, I hadn't spent a lot of time on the bridge, but that was just after 9/11. One lane heading north. Lots of people in supposed construction hats with guns laying around. Oh, those were the days. Anyway, back to you, N8ZC.
I don't remember it ever being like this.
Well, from what I understand, the UP got extra hammered with snow and ice and all that good stuff. So, it is only the first part of April, so we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully it'll melt off for you guys without any serious repercussions, as in flooding, which we have down here. I'm down here by Bancroft. I'm actually on the system through the Bancroft machine. But anyway, well, I'll let you go and safe travels. I just couldn't help myself from asking which direction you were heading there. But nonetheless, be safe, and we'll yak at you again sometime. NAZC.
Thank you very much. KC8MXG, clear. KPW.
KE8LAX statewide 1. KE8LAX statewide 1.
Okay.
It's okay. I didn't catch the audio, but I seen you up. How are you doing, Rick?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, I guess. And all of a sudden, boy, you were booming in here at first, and then all of a sudden that last transmission was kind of in and out.
I'm at switch antenna 1 moment. Standby. KE8LAX.
Okay, no problem. That one was nice and clear.
This is KE8LAX. How copy?
Yes, sir. That's very good. I'm curious. I've been listening. Are you guys working on the spring SET?
It is currently in the works. Being that I switched to nights, I haven't quite been involved in the daytime operations and practices, but it is definitely coming up.
Oh, cool. And that's got to be a hard transition. I had a couple of jobs when I was a younger fella and switched over to midnights. And boy, my body caught up with it.
Yeah, copy that. I'm getting used to it now. I work in the 12-hour shifts. So it took a minute for me to kind of get used to it. I'm starting to do better. I don't think I'm completely adjusted yet. I'm still finding it difficult to do anything outside of my sleep schedule, but I'm sure, you know, over some time that'll change.
I had a hard time with it, too. I was used to going to bed at 10, 11 o'clock at night, and that's when I ended up going into work. Somehow getting home at 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning and going to bed was pretty difficult to do. And then, you know, kids are playing and noise is going on and construction going on all day through the day while I'm trying to sleep. It was hard to get used to.
Yeah, the only time I really struggle with that is on the weekends that I work. Because nobody at the house, you know, works or goes to school or anything like that. It's tricky to keep the house quiet enough. But I don't have young children. My stepkids are considerably older, so not necessarily the same thing. But weekends are still a struggle when I work them. But other than that, you know, I'm getting there. How have you been? We haven't talked in a while since I'm not normally up at this time. K-E-H, L-A-X, Friday.
K-E-H-W-O-J. Well, thanks for asking. I'm still hanging in there, still kicking. I guess they say that every day you wake up on this side of the grass is a good one.
I definitely cannot argue that. I'm currently on my way to, I think it's Washington Township, 26 in Van Dyke, because I found a individual selling a couple of VoIP phones for this ham over internet protocol or HOIP, and he's selling them at a very reasonable price, so I'm willing to pick up a couple of them.
Oh, that's good. And yeah, you're right. 26 in Van Dyke is Washington Township there. We used to go through there all the time. We used to live in Roseville, and then we bought 20 acres out by Leonard, Lakeville Leonard there. So we were constantly going back and forth building the house out there. I kind of enjoyed that trip. But if I just happen to up and disappear here, my battery's getting low, so it might run out any time.
Copy the battery running low. Thanks for the heads up. Yeah, it's, I do like it out here. It's, it's close enough in the country and far enough away that it's enjoyable, but still close enough to local shopping and stuff that you don't have to travel, you know, half hour, 45 minutes to get your groceries. So it's a good middle ground, but I'm sure, you know, in the upcoming years it'll build up enough that you'll have to go further north.
Yeah, that's the case all over, actually. And back when we were traveling that's when that freeway there along, kind of adjacent to Van Dyke, it emptied on to back onto Van Dyke, just a little bit north of 26 Mile. Now I guess it goes quite a bit further.
Fair enough. The biggest hated intersection I dislike over here is 26 right at Van Dyke Freeway, where they put these double roundabouts. Nobody knows how to use them, and it's if you wait and think that you have enough space, you're in trouble.
Yes, sir. I'm right there with you on the roundabouts. They get the same thing over here, 15 Mile Maple, all the way across the township here. They at the 15 Mile intersections there, they put the roundabouts in and got people used to that, and then have one of the four stoplights to stop you if somebody wants to cross.
I've got a couple small ones near me that I have to kind of go through. I mean, for my daily commute, I don't have to go through any, but we have these double ones at 26 and Van Dyke. And by me, on the way to Port Huron, I think it's Palms and Gratiot.
Oh, that's a drag. They're putting them across so you almost can't avoid them anymore. Boy, it's not quite snow. It kind of looks like in between hail and snow, but it's coming down pretty good over here.
Over this way, we had some pretty decent rain with it wasn't quite hail. It was more like slush, but there was definitely something here, but now it's just switched straight to rain. Assumingly, your battery has died. This is KE8LAX. I'll be monitoring.
N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O, go ahead.
Hey, Dean, how's it going? I might have missed it. I was listening there for a bit. Are you on the clock tonight, or are you going to be able to make tonight's meeting at MISD?
Well, I did not realize there was a MISD meeting tonight, but I found out earlier on the messaging platform, so I will be doing my absolute best to attend.
Well, greatly appreciated if you can. 4:30 arrival, but it doesn't really start until 4:45, if that helps.
Copy. I appreciate it. I'm currently in Washington Township. I'm trying to get a couple of these Yeah links and see if I can join the club and get the T-shirt.
Excellent. It is another alternative communication method. It has its uses. So I'm mobile in your neck of the woods, southbound Gratiot, 27 mile. It is coming down, rain.
Yeah, when I was moving over 26, it came in and hit us pretty hard, which means it was moving that way when I got hit.
All right. Copy that. Good to hear your voice on the airwaves again. I'll probably call it right now just because I'd like to have both hands on the wheel. November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. Drive safe, Dean. See you tonight.
Copy that. Drive safe, Tim. This is KELAX. I'll be clear and monitoring. I'm going to try to grab these phones, and then I'll probably have just enough drive time to get over there. KELAX, I'll be clear and monitoring.
KB8BQQ testing. Can anybody tell me if I'm producing a signal on your end? KB8BQQ.
KB8DBQ. This is KELAX. You are coming in loud and clear with good audio.
Well, thank you, Dean. I'm relatively new. I say new. This is my third year now starting with DMR. And I've not really played with any of the other channels, talk groups, or whatever. And I heard you two fellas talking just a minute ago. Can I ask where you guys are?
So I am currently coming in on the Mount Clemens machine. I'm in Washington Township at 26 Mile and Van Dyke Freeway. And Tim is in Macomb County off of Gratiot. He was mobile. He's got a mobile radio, I believe he was talking to us on in his vehicle. And I am mobile in my vehicle talking to you on an HT.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I won't keep you because I know you're trying to get something accomplished. And we're located in the picky weeds of Diamondville, Michigan, which is just off the southwest corner of Lansing. And I'm out in the country, kind of, and I've had this radio, and I'm really not even sure how I'm getting to you just yet. Anyhow, there's a net on 31266. At 7 o'clock, a photographic talking net for 30 minutes, and then a DMR check net after that they run. It'll start at in and out general net, starts at 7:30, runs till about 8, and then the check net takes over, and they talk DMR, things about DMR. I'll throw that out there. I'll let you get back to what you're doing, and thank you for coming back to me. KB8, Donald Clack Clack in the picky weeds of Diamondville, Michigan.
Copy that. No, you're coming in real good. Glad to hear you on DMR. It's always always nice seeing people using the system. It is the Central Michigan Emergency Network definitely put on has a really good network here going. If you want any more information on this system, you can go to the WHCMN website, and they have all of their repeaters and links and how they're linked all on the website. But I will say 7-3. This is KELAX. I will be clear.
K8BCW.
W8DD.
N8WRO, Hall Road in Graphic.
Who and what?
You coming to the meeting tonight, Wally? I think you said. Oh, yeah. You should have plenty of time. 4:30, but it doesn't really start till 4:45, technically.
Okay. Yeah, I should be there a little early then. Like I said, I'm in no hurry. Just Hudson 1 and 26 mile right now.
Eastbound Hall at the railroad tracks, just going over. I will get there early to set up the room. I think we might be in the upstairs, so you'll have to check the screen. I'll have my Connect Systems HT on. So.
You've got to get this right. Yeah, I don't have an HT with me, so I'll have to call you on FBI or something.
That'll work. I got that as well.
John?
That's what it sounds like, Wally. K-E-A-R-U-H.
Hey there, Anthony. What's going on?
Mike, I just heard you calling Sean. It sounded like you were his teacher, calling him to detention. During this terrible weather today, I don't know where you're at, but it's raining here in Troy.
Yeah, we just had a little bit of thunderstorm over here in 26 in County Line, basically the farthest northeast point of the county. A couple of bolts of lightning, a couple of rumbles of thunder, and now it's just raining.
Sean might be on FBI right now. I hear Donald giving somebody a weather report.
Well, let it rain. I know Sean was considering getting state radio, and I hadn't talked to him in a couple days. Yesterday was family day, and really didn't have much, and then my computer crashed. I mean, it really crashed. Although the hard drive was good, I was just sitting there doing it. Actually, I was programming an All-Star node with it, and it just quit, and then it smelled like smoke. And that was it. It did no more. I ordered a power supply for it. It wasn't a power supply. So now I have a brand new shiny HP Desk Pro something or another. The little bitty one coming. I ordered one of those today.
Sucks. Even got to the point of smoking. That's never good.
I didn't see any smoke, but I smelled burning, and I looked, pulled off the cover, and I tried to find it, and I couldn't find it. So the one chip that's in there, that's not the processor, the one with the silver plate on it, that one was real, real hot. But I couldn't find the actual damage, and I didn't want to take it apart that far. But the good thing is it didn't hurt my little SSD drive, the little M2 thing, so I was able to get all my data. So that's nice. Didn't hurt the drive.
Most important part, that's for sure. You don't want to have to go looking for all that stuff again.
No, and after a while, you know, it was probably due anyways to be reformatted because after a while, you know, it just gets so much junk in there because, let's try this, and, you know, especially for as much as I mess around things and all the different softwares for programming, all the different radios, and some weighted, and it tries to throw drivers in there, and does all sorts of crazy stuff. So that's probably due anywhere, anyways. So although I was really impressed, I kind of did it by accident, but I had an old HP Desk Pro
one of those micro ones, and I put the hard drive into this serial port, and I turned it on, and it started booting, and then I heard, okay, so I just let it go, and it fixed it. I couldn't believe it. It took about 2 hours, 3 hours, but it adjusted itself for the new computer, and it works just fine. So I was kind of surprised. KCKGO said it would do that, and it's amazing how much Windows has evolved, because in the old days, that would have never happened.
That would have been quite the tragedy, you know, in the old days, but luckily now they have got some things to make things a little bit easier, because I know I've went through my fair share of computers, and it is never fun going from one to the next.
Well, I did try a power supply, and it's going to go back. So, nice thing about Amazon, just plugged it in real quick, the light came on, and it just stayed there. So I thought, okay, no good, time to go. Anyways, so I went with a small computer now, which is a big, powerful one, though. 32 gigs RAM, DDR5, i5, terabyte of hard drive space or SSD space or whatever. So it'll last me a minute or two. But DisplayPort and the 3800 display. So it'll be kind of fun.
That sounds like a pretty good machine, and I'm sure it will future-proof you for a while, which is always good when you get new equipment like that to buy some of the newer technology.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, that's it. This really wasn't that old, and I was kind of disappointed in Dell's. The last two of them that I had, they were just regular desktops, small form factor desktops. The one that I had before this lasted about 3 years, and it just quit taking inputs from any keyboard. It didn't matter if you plugged it in, if you did wireless, it did nothing. So it's about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and I Googled it at the time, and it basically said, it's a known problem, and you're done. So I went and bought another Dell, and then 3 years later, this one does it. So this time I figured, okay, I'm going to go with a commercial-grade HP one. So hopefully this one will go a little bit more than 3 years.
I agree. I would not be very accepting of a three-year lifespan on computers. I'd be rather upset by that.
Yeah, so that was the end of that. So other than that, nothing else exciting. How goes your world?
Just on my way home. You know, I had a good week of family and just grinding it out. I got a trip planned next week and just trying to make it till vacation.
Very good. Yeah, we had a good time with the family as well. Ham and roast beef. And turned out well. I was so excited about the roast beef, I bought a meat slicer. You know, a little home version of like what you see in the butcher market. And it turned out pretty good. It was kind of fun. It was a Cuisinart type thing, and I had a good time with it.
You'll be able to find a couple of good uses for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully that'll turn out well. And what else is going on? I think that's it. Nothing else too exciting. So look behind me. It looks like the sun is out. You look ahead of me, looking west, because I'm on Hall Road now, or whatever it's called. And it looks dark. So these storms are somewhat isolated.
I'm getting on 696, and it is definitely raining here.
What are you using for a radio right now? WABD.
I'm on an Anytone 878 right now, K8RUH.
Were you able to sell any of your Motorola's? I thought you had a couple, three of them you were trying to off.
actually have a bunch of them. I was able to sell some VHS APXs, and I actually have some XPR 4550s and 5550s, except they are all in VHS. So I posted them on Facebook. I've done a few things. Nobody's really hitting on them, but I got a guy in Austin, Texas that is interested in them right now. I just got to get a serial number list and some pictures over to him this week.
Yeah, well, if he's got a Motorola account, he can look them up and make sure that they are what you say they are. So I always want a picture of the white tag before I buy any radio. I always look up, you know, same thing. I should say Motorola radio. I always want a picture of the white tags.
The guy that I did the deal with on the APXs, he had a 7,000 UHF R1 board that he switched out for one of the VHF boards. So he's sending that back to me. We'll see how that works. Well, so I may have a 7,000 UHF P25 radio here soon.
So it will be VHF and UHF?
I know, it will just be UHF R1.
No, I thought the 7,000 could do two.
They may be able to. I'll see. He's shipping it back today. I should have it tomorrow or Wednesday. I think it'll be single. Well, it'll be single banded. It'll be UHF. I think it'll. Well, I guess not single banded. It'll be UHF R1 7800, I believe.
Okay, that would make sense. Yeah. Okay. And I thought you could get that configured VHF and UHF, but those are few and far between.
The 7,000 UHF is...
You're a little tinny. I'm having a hard time grasping you all the way. I said you could get that radio in a VHF, UHF configuration as well. That would be more of a Sean question.
I know. I should have that radio tomorrow or the day after, so it'll be cool to see how that works out.
Yeah, well, it may be interesting to see. So, somebody had a whole bunch of 4,500s on, I don't know, it was either Facebook Marketplace or eBay. You got five of them for $500. Wanted 100 apiece for them.
Switch over to analog. It sounds like Sean and Tom are talking over there. I'm going to try to catch up with Sean real quick. K-E-A-R-U-H.
W-A-B-E.
I'm going to switch over to analog. K-E-A-R-U-H.
N-A-W-R-O-K-E-A-L-A-X. Coming out, Pat.
N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Dean.
What time did you say everything started, and are you over that way already?
Yeah, I'm coming early. I'll be there by 4, and 4:30, but the meeting doesn't start until actually 4:45, officially 4:45.
Copy that. Well, I'm currently eastbound 59 passing the Golden You-Know-What, so I was just curious. I'll probably be sitting around. There's no sense in going home when I'm just going to turn right back around.
Well, if you haven't eaten, pick yourself something up. I just stopped at McDonald's. I'm going to sit in the room and have a little chow.
Copy that. Sounds good. K-E-A-W-U-O, are you going to be there?
K-E-A-W-U-O. Yeah, I'll be there. I'm going to leave work at 4, so in 10 minutes.
Copy that. I did successfully acquire 2, so I'll probably send you home with 1 for you to play with. I did not get your last transmission.
I just asked if you could repeat your last. I didn't copy.
I did acquire two of those Yeah links. I will most likely send you home with one. That's why I was asking if you were attending.
Okay, cool. Copy that. Well, thanks, sir. I will try to get that up and running as soon as possible. Sounds good.
Yeah, no rush. I'm going to take one home and kind of play with it and learn it myself. And anything I need to add once you've done your playing. And then if it's provisioned and someone wants a cheap one or something like that and it works, then we can sell that one, keep it as a spare, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. But it was still a really good price, so I'm not complaining.
Copy that. Yeah, Dave might be.
Sounds good, John. We'll see you there. This is KE8LAX 73s to Tim as well. We'll catch you out here soon. Yeah, I'll probably stop and grab something to eat. So we'll catch you guys soon. This is KE8LAX. I'll be monitoring.
N8WRO. I'll be clear as well. Heading inside, having some dinner.
KF8DIC.
KE8LAX, state my phone.
KE8LAX, KCKGL. We're over on UHF if you want to jump over there. It's Wally, Tim, and myself. KCKGL.
Copy, QSY.